When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to what is a chaotic Tuesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 375, the free Odyssey app, and as always, streaming live on YouTube. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Usually, when you're on the air the day after a national championship is handed out, you would assume that the first segment of the show would be about the Florida Gators winning it all and dissecting what happened at the end with four consecutive turnovers at the end. When you do take a look back for the Houston Cougars in a game where they were at one point up 14, you know, not inconceivable, as you know, if you're up 14 in a basketball game and you don't get the job done. But with how efficient the Houston Cougars were and how tenacious they were on the defensive side of the court and how for most of the game, Walter Clayton Jr. was a non-factor. Yeah, I would have thought that the Cougars would have won the game. But Florida, they have done what they've always done in this NCAA tournament, whether it was up against UConn, whether it was up against Texas Tech, or even in this national championship game last night on Monday, they found a way to get the job done, even when it looked like they weren't going to be able to survive and get the job done. So we will circle back in on the Florida Gators. Congratulations to them right out of the gate. And if you're a Houston Cougars fan, this is going to be a loss that just sticks with you for a long time, because you look at the last 48 hours, you had that euphoric, remarkable victory up against Duke where you snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, being down six with 34 seconds to go. And then the reverse thing happened pretty much on Monday with the national championship trophy on the line. You could almost taste it. You could almost feel it. You could almost grab it. And then the Gators were able to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. But we're not leading with Florida today because of what the Denver Nuggets just did. I'll get to that in a second. I'll mention that Joel Berry, who won an outstanding player of the year for the NCAA tournament back in 2017 when UNC, for the tournament, I should say, when UNC won a championship. So Joel Berry's going to stop by. He was there last night in San Antonio for the game at 4 p.m. Eastern. And then Brian Geltzeiler from SiriusXM NBA Radio is going to join us at 4:40 p.m. Eastern time as well. I know it was in the description for the show today that we were supposed to have Patty Pimblett from the USC at 5:20 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm a big UFC fan. You know, I wouldn't say that I know everything about the UFC, but that's a sport that I've watched more and more and more of the last few years. And I've been to a lot of big fights and I've become a big fan of the UFC, and we have a good relationship with the UFC, and we usually get a lot of fighters on. Dana White has been on this show many times before. So Patty Pimblett was supposed to join us at 5:20. I get a text at about 2:30. Hey, Patty had a change in his schedule. All right, busy fight coming up. He's going up against Michael Chandler, who joined us a few weeks back, coming up on Saturday in Miami. I get it. Things change. Things happen. Is there any way that we could tape at 2:50 p.m. Eastern time? I said, oh, 2:50 is a little bit close to the show. Could he do live at 3:20? Patty couldn't do live at 3:20. So I was told that Patty Pimblett could do a 10-minute interview at 2:40 p.m. Eastern, which is fine, right? You know, you come on at 2:40, we get you in and out, you're off by 2:50. Well, we did about 3 minutes and 48 seconds with Patty Pimblett. And it's nothing against UFC. It's not the UFC's fault. Sometimes you just get on a guest, and the guest just really doesn't want to be on. And that's what I kind of sense from Patty Pimblett. He was driving, or he wasn't driving. He was in the car. Someone was driving him. And I'm sure he was on one of these tours and had to ram in a bunch of interviews and jam in a bunch of interviews because they were supposed to happen later in the day. So we did about 3 minutes and 48 seconds, I think it was exactly, with Patty Pimblett. I can't really say there was a memorable moment from it. I probably asked him 9 or 10 questions in 4 minutes or under 4 minutes. And eventually, you know, I knew that we probably weren't going to air it when this is going down. And I was looking forward to the conversation. And full disclosure, I was not a big Patty Pimblett fan. I thought he should have lost to Flash Gordon. Then you look back since then, and when we've seen him out in the octagon, especially up against Ferguson, you know, I thought he changed a lot. I thought he was starting to become a little bit more likable. So I was really looking forward to this conversation, but I can't force someone to be on the show that clearly didn't want to be on the show or had 9,000 things on his plate. So it's nothing against Patty. It's nothing against the UFC. Hey, Michael Chandler was sensational when he joined this show and he made a lot of news, but I'm not going to air something to our listening audience that is just not worthy of airing. That's why I like to usually do things live, and if it's a disaster on the air, then it's a disaster on the air. But that's the luxury of pre-taping if something is a disaster. And let's be real, this interview was just not a good one. You basically then just keep it moving and say thanks for the time. But, you know, I went through 10 questions in under 4 minutes. And when you get through 10 questions in under 4 minutes, you know that it's just not a good conversation. So I'm not mad at the UFC. I'm not mad at Patty Pimblett, to be clear. I just wanted to address that right at the top of the gate and right out of the gate, because I know that some people were talking about our interview with Patty Pimblett today and they were looking forward to it. Anyway, let's get to the shocking news. The Denver Nuggets. You know, it's kind of funny. When the Luka Doncic trade happened, right before we were about to go out to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, I didn't think I'd be more shocked with something this NBA season, not only this season, but for a while, than what did transpire with Luka Doncic getting traded from the Dallas Mavericks to the Los Angeles Lakers. I didn't think that was going to be the case. So you look at Taylor Jenkins, who just recently got fired. I didn't think that was... It was surprising, but it wasn't to the level of jaw-dropping that the Luka Doncic trade was. The news today that Michael Malone is fired and Calvin Booth, who's been on this show many times before, anytime we've asked the Nuggets for Calvin Booth, he has always come on. I even said to Santer when we found out today that Michael Malone was fired, oh, I'll reach out to the Nuggets, we'll get Calvin Booth on. And then 5 minutes later, you had one Shams tweet that said, oh, it's not only Michael Malone getting fired, it's also Calvin Booth. So I guess I will reach out to Calvin sometime in the next 24 to 48 hours and see if he'll be interested in joining the show. But with how disastrous this end was, I'm not going to be holding out hope that Calvin Booth is going to be coming on this show, even though it would be awesome. So I'm trying to figure out what happened. And I understand when you look at the Denver Nuggets, who, right, I think it was like in the middle of February, they were on a 9-game win streak. And after that 9-game win streak, since then, they've been 10-13. So they have not been a great basketball team. But with that being said, we just did a segment just last week when we were on Radio Row at the Final Four. And Stu asked me, you know, if you had to take 3 picks to get to the NBA Finals out of the West in order, who would they be? And I said the Thunder 1, Denver 2, and then the Golden State Warriors 3. So think about that. That was on Thursday or Friday last week. I sat there and I said, the Denver Nuggets have the second best odds, in my estimation, of going to the NBA Finals out of the Western Conference. We fast forward to Tuesday of this week. So a few days has gone by. A few days has elapsed. And now, not only is Michael Malone out of the job, who's one of the better coaches in the NBA, but Calvin Booth is out of a job as well. And these guys just won a championship a few years ago. Now, I understand in the NBA, we have seen Nick Nurse get fired after winning a championship. We have seen Mike Budenholzer get fired recently after winning a championship. So this isn't something that is out of the norm for the NBA. But when you are having three games remaining in the season, you're 47-32. Even though you've been 10-13 since a nine-game win streak, and you've lost the last four straight, I understand this was bad, but what benefit does it do to your organization and your players to get rid of the head coach and the general manager with three games left in the regular season and you got the playoffs right around the corner? I don't get this one. And I know we could have tweets from Kevin O'Connor, who does a great job, and Kevin O'Connor's instant reaction was absolutely nuts. Booth and Malone never liked each other, rarely spoke, and talked behind each other's backs. With the team struggling on the court, Nuggets ownership decided to fire both. Insane. So, like, it was not a secret from what all the NBA folks are saying that Michael Malone and Calvin Booth didn't like one another. Okay, why don't you then just pick one or the other? Let me be clear. I do not think they should have fired either. I don't think there is any benefit to firing either right now with three games left in the season. You're the fourth seed right now in the Western Conference, and the playoffs are literally right around the corner. I'll be abundantly clear. I'll say it 15,000 times probably through the rest of the show. I don't think they should have fired either. But if you are going to fire one of them, wouldn't you just keep the other? Like, did this get so bad where you couldn't justify for three more games in the regular season, however long your postseason is? You couldn't justify keeping one of them? You fire both of them. What do? Like, eat an edible together in Denver and then want to just, like, slug one another and kill one another? I don't even think they needed the edible. Yeah, maybe they could have used it. That could have calmed them out a little bit and chilled out with how much they wanted to throw fisticuffs. So this is one of those moves. I still think the Luka thing is more shocking because of the fact it's a player and it's a top five player in the NBA. But this one is on that same level of shockwaves where when you saw it today from Shams Charania, who's having a legendary run, by the way, you just sit there and you go, huh? Like, oh, did Shams get got? Did Shams schedule a tweet for April 1st and then by mistake schedule it for April 8th and it just went out? Even with the problems that they had. And Mike Malone, let's be real, he's a phenomenal coach. He could be a prick, all right? You hear him talk in some of these post-game press conferences. He is a tough, demanding coach. He's not the first tough, demanding coach, and he won't be the last. But he's won a championship. And also, this isn't the greatest roster in the world this year, let's be real. And still, they've been a top three team for most of the season in the West. Right now, they're fourth. And there's three games left in the season. The NFL equivalent to this would kind of be the Baltimore Ravens or the Pittsburgh Steelers having a wild card spot locked up. You're going into week 18. You just came off of week 17. You just came off a losing streak. And going into week 18, already having clinched a playoff spot, Pittsburgh fires their GM and head coach, and the Ravens fire their GM and head coach. Whether you want to pick Tomlin or Harbaugh or Omar Khan, right, or DaCosta, whoever, for the Ravens and the Steelers. That's the best that I got on this one, if you want to give an NFL comparison. But geez Louise, what's the benefit, even if these two wanted to slug one another and just absolutely destroy one another with Calvin Booth and Michael Malone, and clearly it wasn't a warm and fuzzy organization, why make this move now? You couldn't just wait until the season ended. You couldn't just say, hey, roll the dice and let's see what we got. And also, if it was that contentious where Malone and Booth were at this point, what took so long to make a move on one of them? You can't just keep one. Like, I like Calvin Booth. He's been on the show a bunch. But wouldn't you just blow out the GM right now and say to the coach, okay, we got rid of the GM. Now you prove it. You got three more games in the regular season. You got a postseason. Let's see what you got. You know, that's what I would have done. Now, let me be clear. I wouldn't have fired either. But if you're telling me that you had to make a move, which I don't know why you had to make a move, but I guess because both of them are so petulant they can't stand one another, and ego gets in the way even when you have a championship, if you had to make a move, don't you just get rid of one and not the other for three more lousy games in the regular season? And you already have a playoff spot locked up and you got the playoffs right around the corner? Like, what are we doing here? That is a stunning one. An absolutely stunning one. Not that, you know, there's been a move, but the timing of the move. You wait until now to make a move when there's three irrelevant regular season games left. And I'll tell you, Stu, you got to be like a fat kid in a candy store right now. Because you look at the Western Conference, if the Oklahoma City Thunder now don't get to the NBA Finals, that's an absolute disgrace. They are by far and away the best team in the Western Conference. But you look at the rest of the Western Conference, I think what Ime Udoka has done with the Rockets is phenomenal. I don't believe in them come the playoffs. The Lakers, LeBron, Luka, I said the other day, the farthest I could see them go is maybe get into a Western Conference Finals. Well, we basically just eliminated the Nuggets. You know, I don't think this is a rallying cry for the Nuggets. We're now all of a sudden up the GM and the head coach are both gone. So we're going to really dig deep and we're going to go find a way to get the job done. So I now have to question Denver. The Clippers, no thank you. The Warriors, they're a threat. The Timberwolves, not the same chemistry as last year. Grizzlies, you know, you just got to hope Morant doesn't get fined again. Like, let's be real. You look at this Western Conference, remember when the West used to be stacked? Remember when we used to look at the Western Conference like, oh, unbelievable, sensational, phenomenal. I just answered this question last week. Three teams in the Western Conference to get to the NBA Finals, who are they? And I said Thunder, Nuggets, and the Warriors. Now I would go Thunder, Warriors, and the Lakers. Stu, you got to be happy that there's chaos in Denver and they blew out both the GM and the coach, because now that's a team even with Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, two phenomenal players, and Jokic is the best player in the NBA. I can't trust their direction for the rest of the season.
Yeah, it's sensational in my opinion for me. I think they are not in the picture now. I would be shocked if they... Honestly, I think I'd be shocked if they made it past the first round at this stage, because as good as Jokic is, the supporting cast isn't good, and now you have a new coach after firing a coach that, you know, helped you win a championship. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, the only thing is, if they stayed as the four seed, they would play the Clippers. So, like, could they win the first round? Yes. But am I expecting this team to show an incredible amount of toughness and go on this great run? No, I do not. I think the farthest they could go now, and this is a team that I thought go to the NBA Finals this year, I think the farthest they could go now is to the second round probably of the playoffs. But, you know, actually, it may not be the worst thing for the NBA. Like, the Thunder should get there. But let's say the Thunder don't get there. If you're Adam Silver, would you rather see LeBron or Nikola Jokic in the NBA Finals? Even though Nikola Jokic is the best player in the league, I think you'd rather see LeBron and Luka. And if you're Adam Silver, would you rather see Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray in the NBA Finals, or would you rather see Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Buckets? I think you'd rather see Steph and company in the NBA Finals. But man, oh man, what was your first reaction today, Stu, when you saw this?
The first reaction was, this isn't real. But then I realized it was a push notification from Shams. So I'm like, okay, well,
it's real. It was then like, it's real and spectacular. Let's go.
And then after like 10 seconds, I was like, that's crazy. I don't know why they would do it. And if there were problems, do it in the offseason. It just doesn't make sense to do it now.
Well, that's the thing too. I don't know if the two are related. Obviously, this was brewing. And maybe they said, oh, we can't fire a coach, you know, this late in the year, and a GM this late in the year. I wonder, once Memphis got rid of Taylor Jenkins, did that kind of set the way and say, well, if Memphis could do that, you know, let's have some conversations, we'll evaluate things, and then maybe we could do that as well. But still, to wait this long with three regular season games left, that's just stupid. There's no other way about it. That's just stupid. Samter, you were the first one that told me. Samter was alert. Samter was on his phone. And he saw it within 10 seconds, and he goes, did you see Shams' tweet? So I was like, no, I didn't see Shams' tweet. I had a day, by the way, in order to get to the studio. I had a Instacart. I was delivering food, and that's always an issue. Now, I have plans tonight, so I couldn't have it delivered to my apartment after the show, which I usually have done. So they said between 9 and 12, the guy ended up getting there at 1. All right, no issue. I am a 5-minute drive or a 5-minute subway or a 10-minute drive to get into the studio. But it delayed when I was going to shower, and I was rushing in my shower, and I didn't fall. Don't worry. Stu's looking at me like, oh, did you fall or something like that?
Did you do a podcast?
No, I didn't do a podcast in the shower. <Not Nikki. laughs> There are no takes that go on in the shower. All right? It's just myself and my own thoughts, but no takes come out audibly into a video camera to then broadcast to the rest of the world. But the head to my shower fell off. And the water comes out at like 1,000 miles an hour. And I was taking a hot shower. So I grabbed the head of the shower. I had like all the shampoo on my cabeza. Here's a good visual for you. The body wash all over my body. And then the next thing you know, it's like Niagara Falls right out of the shower head. Boom! Right to the body. So I was able to continue the shower, obviously. I'm not dripping from head to toe in body wash and shampoo, but I had to tell my maintenance man in the building, hey, we got to get up there and we got to fix that. You got permission to enter the building. But Santa sends me this message right after I got out of that shower. Did you see the breaking news? And I'm like, what breaking news? And then I saw it. I was like, whoa. So I couldn't believe it, Mike. How about yourself when you first saw it?
So what your response via text to me was what I screamed in the newsroom when I saw it.
What did I don't even remember what I wrote to you.
It started with holy and ended with a bleep.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like me. I was probably talking about my shower, honestly, not even the drink.
I saw it, and I go, no.
Fake news.
So then I clicked on the link to make sure it was actually the real Shams. Mm-hmm. 3 million followers. Okay, this is real. Maybe he's hacked. Yeah. Then I start seeing a couple other people following it, and I just scream, holy bleep. And everyone looks at me like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Shocking. And then if you looked at Twitter and you looked at all the social media, that's... Everybody, holy bleep, holy what in the... Mm-hmm. It was shock, was the
Mother
reaction that
pearl.
Everybody had. It was just shock. Like, nobody understood it because it came out of nowhere. And at least with Taylor Jenkins, all right, fine, the Grizzlies... This is Michael Malone.
Yeah,
the coach of the team
who
won a team 2 years ago. And they're the 4 seed. It makes no sense. You laid out the whole thing. I just don't get it. I don't get the timing of it. I mm-hmm. don't understand it.
Also, you know how they always say you don't want to be the guy that replaces the guy? How about Shams Charania? He has replaced Adrian Wojnarowski at the ESPN, and obviously, it would, you know, Woj and Shams, it was, you know, Woj kind of mentored Shams, and then Shams has already clearly made a name for himself, so he's ready for the opportunity. But Woj was actually on my flight back from the Final Four. I saw him, and he's enjoying being the GM of St. Bonaventure basketball and all that stuff, but he looked happy because you don't got to be glued to that phone. Could you imagine just the anxiety when you get that news? Luka, Taylor Jenkins, and now this one? We're just talking from February. This could be the greatest breaking news cycle that one reporter has ever had in Shams Charania. But geez, imagine typing that stuff and you press send and you know you're going to send shockwaves through not only NBA world, but all of Twitter and all of the sports world. My oh my, just stunning news. So if you want to chime on in and talk about the Denver Nuggets who... Their stock has plummeted. Ooh, I don't know if that's a good thing to say these days. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Joel Berry still to come at the top of the hour. Brian Geltzeiler will try to make some sense out of this at 4:40 p.m. Eastern time. We're coming on back, taking your calls, talking national championship, and who knows what else is going to transpire. Maybe Stu's going to get fired by the end of the show. That would be more shocking than Michael Malone, if I'm being honest. Back after these short messages.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
So I got to play you this audio. Michael Malone was fired today along with Calvin Booth. With 3 games left in the regular season, the playoffs right around the corner for the Denver Nuggets, who if the season ended today, they would be the 4th seed. Now, I know that there is a traffic jam in the Western Conference from the 3rd seed to the 8th seed right now. The Lakers are the 3rd seed with 48 wins. The Grizzlies are the 8th seed with 46 wins. And the Denver Nuggets, since a 9-game win streak that ended up towards the end, the middle part, end of February, we've seen this team be 10-13 since then. So things haven't been going in the right direction, but it's still Nikola Jokic. It's still Jamal Murray, even though there's been some injuries. Michael Malone is one of the best coaches in the NBA. But this was after a game two and a half weeks ago up against the Portland Trail Blazers. This was Michael Malone's message to the team, and this has since gone viral. We thank Chris Persiainen, I believe is how you say his name, who works here. Very nice guy. I just call him Chris P because his last name is very, very difficult to pronounce. But he put this on social media, and the thing has really picked up traction. This was from Michael Malone's press conference after playing the Portland Trail Blazers about two and a half weeks ago.
It was a brutally honest message, and the guys that are full won't hear it. You know, they'll say coach is tripping. And the guys that maybe do really care will, because they don't want, they're not going to go back and watch their minutes, because nobody watches their minutes. Nobody watches film. So we'll have to show them the film.
So when Michael Malone said that, now looking back, right, it's like, whoa, explosive craziness. But when Michael Malone said that, if I would have heard that and we would have played it the next day, I'd be like, eh, it's kind of on brand for Michael Malone. Even in their run to a championship, he was bitter. He was in your face. He was aggressive. So it's not the crazy part that Michael Malone got fired, right? We've seen coaches, right? Doug Peterson win his first ever Super Bowl in Philadelphia, make the playoffs 2 times after that, and then be sent packing, right? We've seen moments like that. We've seen recently, whether it's Nick Nurse or Mike Budenholzer, guys win championships, and then a few years later, they get shown the door. Hockey. How many of you have Peter Laviolette has coached, what, 1,700 teams? They're about to get fired again because the Rangers are an absolute disgrace. Don't even get me started on them. This is the least likable Rangers team I've ever seen in my lifetime. But you listen back now to not only Michael Malone, but Samter brought this up. How about the Russell Westbrook audio the other day? And I know that Russell Westbrook didn't talk to the media 3 times in a row and then finally had to talk to the media. So maybe if you peel back the curtain a little bit, this Denver Nuggets situation was more of a disaster. Clearly it was, than we were led on to believe. But still, with that being said, I can't justify getting rid of both the coach and the GM with 3 games left in the season with the playoffs starting the next week. You know, it'd be one thing, right, if maybe you make a move on one of the guys. And still, I wouldn't want to see either of them lose their job with three games left of the season. I don't think there's any good to come out of it. But logic would tell you, and clearly there's not a lot of logic here, if Booth and Malone hated each other's guts and weren't even talking like Kevin O'Connor said, wouldn't you just right now get rid of the GM, say, Calvin, thank you, we appreciate it, and then you basically have Michael Malone coach for his job? Wouldn't that be the way that you would kind of approach this? At least if you're trying to tell me to turn garbage into gold here, that's how I would attempt to do so. But either way, to fire one of them or both of them, which they did, the latter, with three games left in the regular season, you're basically punting the rest of the season. That's what you're doing. Yeah, because how could you expect this team to really go on a deep postseason run unless Nikola Jokic is the best player in the NBA, just says, bleep this, I'll show everybody how great I am. I don't need a coach. I don't need a GM. I'll carry this team to another NBA championship. So I think this puts more pressure on the Thunder. The Thunder already had an enormous amount of pressure, but even more pressure on the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors as well. Alrighty, the national championship game last night. I'll tell you, Houston did almost everything they could to win the game without winning the game. Like, if I would have told you that Walter Clayton Jr. before the game would only have 11 points in the contest, you would have said, Zach, come on. Let's be real. There is no chance that Florida's winning the game when Walter Clayton Jr. only had 11 points. If I also told you that the final score would be in the low 60s, low to mid 60s, you would also think that would favor the Houston Cougars. But you saw a Florida team who did not play well in the first half, looked like a deer in headlights in the first half, cut it to three right before the end of the half. But then Houston comes out firing in the second half, and a lot of fouls called, which I didn't like. They're at one point up by 14, and they look like they were going to run away with it. But I thought there was a moment with like 8 or 9 minutes left, I believe, where Elijah Martin hit a three. When he hit that three, I tweeted out, circle that three, because if Florida goes on to win this game, you're going to remember that three. And Florida looked like a slightly different basketball team after that. Houston still had a chance to go win the championship, even with all the chaos at the end. And you end the game with four consecutive turnovers. Houston, if you do everything but the final 2 minutes, they did everything that they could have possibly done with how frustrated they made Florida look and how tenacious they were on the defensive end. They were, even though their offense wasn't great, as a team, they had the perfect game plan to put themselves in a position to hoist up that championship trophy. But down the stretch, my oh my, both of the teams, it was like you were handing the basketball, you were saying, go win the game, and neither were getting the job done. And eventually, Walter Clayton Jr. came alive, and Houston, who it's ironic because Florida early on looked like they just did not have any chance of winning the game. They looked like they were too nervous for the moment. They were the dominant team Houston's defense was. And then the final 2 minutes, it was Florida's defense that took over. And Houston saw victory right in front of them and basically took it and threw it right behind the curtain because they were afraid of it. How you end a national championship game, not only with four consecutive turnovers, but the last play. And you guys know me. I'm fair with this stuff. I don't like to second guess. I like to give you my raw emotions in the moment. And I don't get on the air after seeing something and just see how the play plays out. And then the next day go, oh, see, I told you so. But in the moment, and I joined Bart Winkler late last night. In the moment, I'm screaming at the television. You gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta go. I'm okay if you're trying to take a three, put you up by one, right? Go win the game. I appreciate the aggressive nature, but while you wait and wait and wait and wait and wait down two, that made no sense to me. I was screaming, and I had money on Florida. I took the Gators money line and a nice significant wager, which, way to go, Florida Gators. But still, incompetence annoys me, and I'm screaming at the television, go, 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 go. And Houston couldn't even get a shot off. So it was a tremendous Final Four. Auburn, Florida, fun game. Still shocked what transpired with Duke. If you're a Duke fan today, how sick are you? Not only did you blow the game up against Houston when you're up by six with 34 seconds left, but you're telling me if Duke wasn't in that national championship game last night with the way that Duke could also play defense, that Duke wouldn't have found a way to beat Florida? Like, I get it. Florida just finds a way to pull a rabbit out of the hat. And usually when you're in when you win a championship, not everyone can beat UConn or Villanova. You usually win a game that you should lose. And they had three of them in this tournament. They should have lost to UConn. They should have lost to Texas Tech. And they should have lost last night. But that didn't happen for the Gators. So that's one euphoria on the side of Florida, a resilient team. But if you are Kelvin Sampson and company, oh, boy. You want to talk about the last 48 hours? You think Michael Malone is stunned today? You think Calvin Booth is stunned today? How about Kelvin Sampson? You go from winning a game that you had no business in winning on Saturday. You're in the state of Texas. You're the Houston Cougars. That building was raucous. You hold Walter Clayton Jr. to 11 points. You know, Florida had 13 turnovers. You're in their head. You have control of the game. You're up by 14 at one point. And at the end of the game, and when both teams weren't perfect in the last few minutes, you just got to make one play. And you had multiple opportunities. It wasn't like Florida was cashing in all those opportunities too. And you turned the ball over four times. And here's the thing. Even though I didn't like how long they waited, if they at least waited, took the shot right at the buzzer, and it hit off the front rim, all right, it just wasn't in the cards. You didn't even get a shot off. You didn't even get a shot off. But man, what a Final Four. All you bitching, oh, no Cinderella's win. Give me a break. That was awesome. I thought this was a good NCAA tournament from the round of 32 on, but really the highlight of this NCAA tournament were the two games of the Final Four in San Antonio and the championship game in San Antonio as well. Three wonderful basketball games between four number one seeds to end the NCAA tournament. But man, I saw a Florida Gators fan actually at Starbucks this morning. And there was a guy that walked in, had the Florida Gators hat. And I said to him, oh, you got to be in Cloud 9. He goes, my daughter goes to school there. I can't believe it. Walter Clayton Jr., only 11 points. They won the game. So it was cool to run into a Gators fan today in New York City. All righty, we'll come on back. A little overreaction, proper reaction. Standing by with the latest sports flash. Here's the Ackman, Rich Ackerman. All righty, the defensive player is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. This week's player is Florida's big man, Alex Condon. In Monday's win over Houston, the sophomore had four steals. Florida as a team held Houston to 34% shooting from the field and 6 of 25 from beyond the arc. And Walter Clayton Jr. finally got things going towards the end of that game, only having 11 points, but did well defensively and also had that big and one and some nice attempts towards the end of the contest. And we'll do a news brief later, but there's some sound from RJ Lewis Jr. From the St. John's Red Storm. And that was a big controversy that Rick Pitino, he benched RJ Lewis Jr. And I said, okay, don't you go down swinging with your best player. And you look at Florida, that was like another thing. Eventually, Walter Clayton Jr. made some big plays down the stretch in a game. For most of it, he was frustrated and did nothing. So that was another take. We'll get you RJ Lewis's comments later on what he said to the Stephen A. Smith show on Rick Pitino, basically saying at the Final Four that he doesn't regret benching RJ Lewis whatsoever. John Fanta joined us, and he said, because I asked him, I go, there has to be something more here, right? You don't just bench a player and that be it, especially when he's the Big East player of the year. And even John was saying, yeah, you'd be stupid not to believe that something more wasn't brewing between the coach and the player. And then you hear some of the comments from Pitino at the Final Four, and it makes you just further double down on that. So who knows what's happening between Mike Malone and Calvin Booth? Who knew what happened actually between Rick Pitino and RJ Lewis Jr.? But from the outside, it appeared to be all good. But internally, what an unmitigated disaster for both of those teams with St. John's and Denver towards the end of their seasons. All righty, let's get to a little overreaction, proper reaction right now.
Another NFL week is complete, which means it's another week to freak out about your favorite team. Which takes are truly crazy?
But sometimes a game can be so bad, it's almost good. You know what I'm saying? No.
And which are so crazy, they might be right.
He's 6'5", he's 245 pounds. He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Zach lets you know in this week's edition of Overreaction or Proper Reaction.
Alrighty, Stu, what do we got cooking today?
All right, so Travis Hunter, of course, is expected to go in the top five of the draft and is currently favored to go number two to the Browns. Now, yesterday, in a conversation with SiriusXM NFL Radio, Hunter made a bold claim about playing both ways in the NFL.
What are you at the next level?
Both, just like you saw me play.
You want to do both. How many snaps in a football game can you play?
all of them. If they give me the chance and the opportunity to do it.
We were talking about the challenges that come with it. You got to be in offensive meetings. You got to be in defensive meetings. You got to be in wide receiver meetings. You got to be in defensive back meetings. How is there enough time to do all that? How did you prepare for that when you played college?
Well, we kind of got 24 hours in a day. We probably sleep for about 8 of those, so we probably got 16 more. So the 16
and all
that
of them
I'm
dedicated
up,
to those.
Yeah, all of them dedicated to football.
So overreaction or proper reaction, you believe that Hunter is capable of playing every down in the NFL?
I actually think that's a proper reaction. Now, I don't know if he could play his entire career both ways in the NFL, especially when you get older and the wear and tear on the body. But early on, I think he can. And here's what people don't realize, which you should realize by now. He's one of one, right? What he does, we've never seen before at this level, executed to this level of success with this many frequency and plays. So since he's still very young, I don't see why he can't do this. Now, there's always going to be an injury risk, and then you'll eventually have to reevaluate, but it's kind of no different than Shohei Ohtani. Like, all right, you let him do both, injuries happen, and you pick basically one or the other or limit the other thing to a very small amount. So I have no problem early on, and I do think that Hunter can play both ways early on in the NFL, so proper reaction.
Over the years, we've seen various former college basketball players transition to football. Most notably star tight ends Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, and Jimmy Graham. Now the Carolina Panthers have signed former Coastal Carolina center Colin Granger as a tight end. Granger is 6'8", 246 pounds, and has never played organized football before. Overreaction or proper reaction, after the success of Gates, Gonzalez, and Graham, you believe that more NFL teams should try converting college hoops players to football?
I think they should try it. I just wouldn't expect to have the level of success like Antonio Gates, Jimmy Graham, and Tony Gonzalez. So I don't think it hurts trying, but the way the question is worded after the success of Gates, Gonzalez, and Graham, you believe more NFL teams should try converting college hoop players to football? I still think it's very tough to do, so I don't think you have to actively seek it, but if you get a word on a player, I don't think it hurts to just roll the dice and worst case, you just cut him in training camp. But if I'm a basketball player and I'm good enough, that's the other thing, to go play in the NBA compared to the NFL, wouldn't you go play in the NBA over the NFL? The contracts are ridiculous, and it's less physically grueling than the wear and tear that happens on an NFL body. So I'll go overreaction on that one.
The Raiders appear to be going all in on Geno Smith at quarterback, leaving the door wide open for who they may draft at number 6. Some believe they could go offensive line or defense, but DraftKings lists Vegas as the favorites to take Boise State star Asangenti at minus 130. Overreaction or proper reaction, it would be a mistake for the Raiders to take Genti that early.
So I don't think that Shedeur Sanders is going to be on the board then. If Shedeur Sanders is on the board then yes, I do think it's a mistake to take Asangenti. But assuming that Abdul Carter, Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, and Travis Hunter are all off the board then by when you get to 6, then yeah, I'm more than fine, especially with Geno Smith being your quarterback, with them handing the baton over to Asangenti and saying, you're the focal point of this offense along with Brock Bowers. So it would be a mistake for the Raiders to take Genti that early. As long as Shedeur is not there, I'm going to say that's an overreaction.
The vast majority of free agents around the NFL have been signed, and we are, of course, still waiting for Aaron Rodgers to make a decision. However, another former star is unsigned as wideout Amari Cooper remains without a team. The 30-year-old five-time Pro Bowler had a down year in 2024, which is 500 yards between the Browns and Bills, but he had back-to-back 70-yard, 1,100-yard seasons in Cleveland in 2022 and 2023. Overreaction or proper reaction, the Cowboys should bring Amari Cooper back as their number 2 receiver behind CeeDee Lamb.
I think that ship has already sailed. And if I'm Amari Cooper, I wouldn't be interested. On the Cowboys, I wouldn't be interested either. I'll go overreaction there. Go younger.
Now, 3 years ago, the Jaguars surprised many when they selected edge rusher Trayvon Walker first overall instead of taking Aiden Hutchinson. However, after Walker put together back-to-back seasons of 10.5 sacks, the Jaguars are picking up his fifth-year option. Overreaction or proper reaction, Trayvon Walker has surpassed your expectations for him after he went number one.
No, he's a number one pick. He has not been great. He hasn't been horrible, like you just said, back-to-back 10.5 sack seasons, but I don't look at him as a cornerstone piece for that franchise, and that's what you're expected to be when you're number one overall pick. So I will go overreaction there.
All right, last one. As we discussed, football is heading to the Olympics in the form of flag football, and the NFL wants to capitalize on the opportunity. Various players have shown interest in playing with major support from the league office. However, team owners apparently don't want their players participating, creating a bit of a tension between the league and the owners. Overreaction or proper reaction, you would like to see NFL players participate in Olympic flag football?
Let me be clear. I love this country, but I love my football as well. And could you imagine Stu, Brock Bowers goes to play and he tears his ACL in a relevant Olympic flag football game?
Ugh.
The only thing that matters football-wise, sorry, Peter Schwartz, if I offend you here with your Arena Football League that you just started back up, is the NFL and college football. Those are the only two footballs that matter to me. So if you want my NFL player to go play somewhere else, and obviously if you're in the NFL, you're not going back to college, then I don't want any part of that. So you would like to see NFL players participate in Olympic flag football? That's a no for me, dog. I will go overreaction. We'll come on back with Joel Berry II. He is the outstanding player from UNC's run in 2017. That did end with the national championship. Now doing a great job with the ACC Network. He was in San Antonio last night. We'll get his thoughts on everything that did go down between Houston and Florida. Next!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!